offensively, but if it's chanted offenselessly, then it transforms.
I had an experience about this offensive chant, offenseless chanting, and I led this group to Jaipur, and we visited Galta Valley. This is there is a Sun temple, and I wanted to ask something about the pujari, and he was chanting at that time, and he showed me his hands, just stop to talk. I have to finish my round, and after you can ask. And I was thinking about how much time we used to stop our runs because
the distractions.
Talk, yes, and we used to talk just at the same time when we chanting our runs. So.
Yeah. So, offenseless chanting, pure chanting, ultimately everything is based on that. Just go to Maharaj if he's planning to go over tonight. There's not a weather's changed. Well, Govinda Maharaj isn't, and I could handle one more night of not going. Let it warm up a little still. I went for a long walk, and it was really windy on the way there. On the way back, it was better, but it was windy going.
Yeah, I was curious about how the acharyas can tell us things like whether Lord Varahadev killed Hiranyaksha with his tusk or with his hoof. Shukadeva Goswami says it was with the tusk, and Jiva Goswami says it was with the hoof. I mean, how would they know?
Does it mean hoof?
The
Patka.
Pataya, I don't know.
Is it just a matter of revelation that they can tell us these details?
Maybe they're in different... First is that they're talking about different Lord Varahas, and there are different references in different places, and it's said differently. And and then it may be also in terms of revelation, but generally they won't. In something like commentaries, they won't write things like that. Revelation, generally in commentaries, they will always refer to some other shastra. Of course, whether understanding or it may be interpretation of words, or
question regarding Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's certain pastime. When I heard that there is a deep importance of deep meaning of that lila when Lord Nityananda broken Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's danda. And I heard that there is a special purport of that lila, but I never heard what is that this purport. Can you shortly explain this lila?
All lilas really have unlimited meaning, and some are elaborated on, and then some others are not. And like yesterday, Achintya Kaluji Bhava, everything, Krishna is Achintya, and everything in relationship to him is also Achintya. So we only get to understand something, and sometimes that something's a little, and something a little more. But just because we heard what we thought was the whole story, we should never think that we heard everything. Because, you know, you can't hear everything. It's just not possible.
I didn't hear anything about this.
it's there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there in Chaitanya Bhagavat. How Lord... Lord Chaitanya, as they were coming to Puri, and that was just some days before Gaur Purnima, that on the account of it. And for different reasons, Lord Nityananda considered Lord Chaitanya's taking sannyas to be superficial, because Lord Chaitanya is beyond varna and ashram. He's not a sannyasi. He's Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so he found it really sort of quite qu- quite the meaning. On the other hand, Lord Chaitanya took it as an intrusion on his leela and his pastimes. Anyway, he threw the danda into the water. And then there's that place, even the place where not far away from Puri, where that leela or pastime took place. And in terms of those, the understandings for general mass of people, that's what Srila Prabhupada also explains, that tasya kartanamad apimam vidhi akartanam abhayam. So Krishna says, but I'm above all these things, this Varnashram stuff, it doesn't affect me. So by breaking Dada, Lord Nityananda was making that particular statement. But because that Dada is, there's many things, but it's like the equivalent of Krishna's flute, or Lord Vishnu's Sudarshan Chakra. So those things are there, and then that sanctifies that place where that leela took place. It's sort of the first leela Lord Chaitanya did when he got to Jagannath Puri, Purushottam, etc. And then Lord Chaitanya left. He left the you're all interfering in my pastimes. And which is sort of an interesting thing. And ultimately he sent Lord Nityananda away. Because Lord Nityananda sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to be in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So Lord Nityananda around, there's a conflict of interest. And so then ultimately he went preaching, sent him preaching. And that allowed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to establish that relationship that is described there in Rath Yatra, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And Jagannath sees him as Radharani. Well, Lord Nityananda, who wants to see him as Krishna. So there's just one little, purport Prabhupada says, once Lord Nityananda saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srimati Radharani, and he just stayed at a distance. So all of these things have, even though they have such deep relationship, Gornitan, even though there are worshipable deities, because for preaching and spreading Krishna consciousness, they're worshipable deities still. In different parts of the leela, everyone has their role. So then when Lord Chaitanya sent Lord Nityananda away, then Prabhupada writes a long purport where he explains that a devotee has to do what's good for Krishna. And if that means being sent away, then he's sent away. then you do that. And in this case, that of course, the one reason, the personal reason of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that so his personal lila is not so much obstructed, or anyway, there's no, not obstructed isn't the right word, but that it flows freely. And because Lord Nityananda's love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this fraternal mood is so strong that it attracts Lord Chaitanya and makes him reciprocate, think that he's Krishna, so he has to reciprocate with it. And and then on the other side, because Lord Nityananda had to go and preach, it was only, he was going to be the person to be able to sort of convert the Bengalis. So, therefore, in essence, one has to learn how to do what's favorable for Krishna and not what's favorable for us. So Prabhupada says, someone may think, well, I'll make more advancement if I associate with Krishna. Lord Nityananda was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He'd be happier and make more advancement, but that's not the issue. The issue is, what is it that Krishna or a spiritual master and so on wants, and that's how we advance in Krishna consciousness. So association, separation, here, there, this, that. Question is, if one receives an instruction, then through that instruction, that's where actually the association will come. Physical proximity is not a guarantee of anything. Okay, anyway, let's see. So I'm not going to go over to Cape Town, although there is Cape Town. I'd rather take rest early. I'm still writing, but I started writing, so no. Writing mode. And then we'll continue tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah